Okay, welcome to day five. And this is going to be a really, really interesting one because we're going to talk about when it comes to momentum and gaining energy from it, getting energy towards momentum. We're going to be talking a little bit on the subjective side. So if there's people who love the spiritual aspect towards motivation and really going for your goals and doing the chores, which you may not want to do, but you know you've got to do. You know, when you get a goal or a task and you break it down, you know, you chunk it down. There are some tasks that you'll love doing, but by the same token, there'll be some tasks which you don't like doing. So this will help you guys who love the sort of metaphysical spiritual aspect towards this, because so far I've been pretty objective about going for your goals. There's been a few sprinkling of subjectivity, sure, but for the most part I've been trying to give you a bit of a balance. You know, I always believe in providing balance because life should be about balance. But this video and audio, if you're listening on audio, is going to be slightly more, I say slightly, it'll be a lot on the subjective side. So you may tune out if you want to, but I do recommend just for this moment to try and just suspend your disbelief. If you are thinking, oh, this is like woo-woo-woo-wee, you know, you're thinking to yourself, oh, dude, get over it, you know. But I think you're going to get a lot of benefit from this because the way I see it, there is consciousness and we are connected, and there's numerous scientific studies and all sorts. I always, in a kind of really weird way, like to jokingly say, as a half joke, although there is a little ring of truth behind it, but as a half joke, you know, you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt with science that, you know, death exists, that the body goes, that the brain goes, it's all, that's it, finish, finito, lights out, total blackness, total amnesia, done. And by the same token, you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt with science that death does not exist, that there is life after death, there is a spiritual realm, a non-physical, or even what some of you may even say, an astral realm. You know, if you're into your astral projection, or I prefer the term out-of-body experience, but some of you may prefer the term astral projection, that there is this realm as well. Again, you can prove by science. So what is science really proving? That there is life after death, or there isn't life after death? Both. That kind of makes weird sense, I know, but there you are. So I say it's a proverbial joke, but there's actually a little bit of ring of truth behind it as well. But this video is going to be more on the spiritual side, and we're going to be talking really directly about the chakras. And you could be saying to me, what has that got to do with momentum? What has that got to do with motivation and going for your goals? And I say quite a lot, actually, to be honest with you. Yeah, quite a lot. Because your chakras ultimately, I don't even like the word, I don't like the word, I don't mind the term your chakras. I prefer the term your non-physical vortices, which may like a vortex, but the plural is vortices. You know, a vortex, like a vortex in a river. I mean, I live next to a river, and we see lots of little tiny little vortices. Again, the plural form for vortex, which is basically a little funnel going around in circles that sucks things in. Like when you take a plug out of, you know, your sink to drain the water when you've done your washing up. Yeah, that's a vortex of sort. You know. So yeah, there's actually, I think there's over 100 non-physical vortices. But there's actually seven, I believe, main non-physical vortices or chakras. Again, it's not so much I don't like the term the chakras, but I prefer the term vortices because that's what they are. They are a vortex. They are a tunnel, if you will, to link between the physical body, i.e. you know, your hands, you know, your face, you know, your legs, arms, body, and the non-physical body, i.e. emotional body. Some people believe that there's like a non-physical body and then there's an emotional body. Like there's like two non-physical, but to be keep it simple, I'm going to say there's one, and that's your emotional body. And your chakras, believe it or not, do, or your non-physical vortices, do actually help influence, and in some cases, even directly, sort of control your behavior. And as we all know, behavior and going for your goals, i.e. momentum, is kind of like, if you haven't got the behavior, how do you go for your chores? How do you go for your tasks? You can't. It's BS. You can't do it. So there are seven main non-physical vortices, and they do sort of influence your behavior quite a lot, because they are, let's be honest with you, if it's part of your body, it's your subconscious. And as I said in a previous video, your subconscious controls around 99.99999%. I mean, it's quite a lot. A lot of people think it's just 80 or 90%. It's actually, when you really think about it, and this could be scary or revealing, depending on your point of view, your subconscious really just, your behavior is literally 99.99999% subconscious. It's your conscious critical faculty, those thoughts, you know, what's he on about? Yeah, those thoughts, your self-talk, is really only a very tiny fraction. We're talking less than 0.1%, even tinier than that. It's really is tiny. So yeah, we're gonna be talking about the chakras, because if you can find a way to balance them, or at least open them up, I mean, they may be closed. I always feel that your chakras, for the most part, are open, but to certain degrees. I wouldn't say they're open or closed, but they're open slightly or they're open vastly. It's a spectrum. So when I say open them, what I mean is get more out of them, if that makes sense. Now, the top three, as I see it, and different people will have different opinions on this, and that's totally cool. But the way I see it, you want to go for your top three, which is your heart chakra, around your heart, your sacral chakra, which I believe is around your tummy, which is like basically your willpower, your drive, so on and so forth, and your intuition, which is your third eye chakra, like literally your third eye, like between your eyebrows, your imagination, your intuition. And you'd have these three open as much as you can, working in combination. Not that I'm an expert, I wish I was, but it is a very tricky, what I'm basically asking, you know, the knack here is to try and find a way to be present or mindful, if you will, be forgiving or be at one, and to listen to your imagination calm down. Ideally in peripheral vision. Now, what's your peripheral vision? It's basically when you are, NLP will describe it as like around the edges of your visual spectrum, i.e. if you were to look directly ahead, for those people who are listening to this, if you were to look directly ahead, what you see in the corner of your eye, yeah, that's your peripheral vision, okay? Now, I have on good authority, if you're a pilot, I couldn't think of the word then for a second, mental block, brain fart. If you're a pilot, they do teach you to use your peripheral vision as much as possible, because you're a pilot or a plane. You've got to be able to be focused ahead, but you've also got to be able to see that circle around you. And because your peripheral vision is ultimately about movement. But why do we ask you to use your peripheral vision during the day? Why? Because your peripheral vision actually helps connects your conscious with your subconscious. Marry them together. Conscious, subconscious, squash them together. You marry them. That is your peripheral vision. And your peripheral vision will actually help you a lot in life, especially your intuition. And like I said, once you find that you use your peripheral vision, like, mindfulness helps improve your intuition. Like before this video or audio, if you're listening, I actually sat down and I tried to engage my intuition. And I was thinking, what am I going to do today? Am I going to talk about sleep? Am I going to talk about nervous energy. I mean, these are all future videos and audios. And then an idea popped up in my mind, an idea that, no. Talk about your chakras or your non-physical vortices, you know, because that's actually quite crucial when it comes to momentum and motivation. You know, your chakras will ultimately help you gain energy, which will help you with your goals and your tasks and your chores. So hence this video. You see, and that's the idea, and that popped up into my mind. Now, how do you, I mean, there's numerous videos online from other people. There's numerous articles, numerous sort of podcasts on opening up your chakras. I'm just going to go over the top three, which in my books is your heart, your tummy or your sacral chakra, and your third eye. There are many others. For me, being one with everything is a great way of opening up your heart chakra. I always sort of say that if you can try and find a way to pretend that you can, using your mind, touch maybe a light switch that's near to you, pretend using your mind that you can, with thought energy, touch the TV screen or touch the floor. You know, it's like your arm isn't necessarily your physical arm, but you also have an arm that can touch the actual floor, that can even move the floor. I know it sounds a bit weird, and this is where you've got to like suspend your disbelief type of thing, but I find that if you can pretend that you can touch that object, you'll hopefully engage and feel the oneness. Because in truth, if you had an out-of-body experience, you probably would be able to be near that object. So yeah, I always say that's one way of doing oneness, to pretend that you can touch things, not with your fingers and your legs, but that you can touch other parts of your room or the floor or outside using just your mind. Like if I, in my mind now, pretend that I can somehow move, I'm looking right now at a big poster of Man United, actually. I'm a Man United fan. If you're watching this, you can see I'm wearing a Man United cap. But I've also got a big poster in front of me, or a big photo of the stadium in Manchester. But if I pretend that I can actually touch that with an arm, not with my physical arm, my arms are like down next to my body, but if I can pretend I can touch it, I'm engaging, I can feel my heart chakra slowly open up as if I'm one with that, you know, I'm one with that picture, that photo. I think done in the, I think it was taken in the 90s actually. I bought it, but I think the photo was taken in the 90s. It's a great aerial photo of the stadium in Manchester. If you're into your football or soccer, if you're American, you know, yes, very poor American accent, never mind. You know, you might have heard of Manchester United. I'm a huge fan. But if I feel that I can touch that with an arm, that's not my physical arm, you know, my heart chakra opens up. That's one way of doing it. It sounds mad, but give that a go. You'll be surprised at the results. I can try forgiveness. If I forgive, like in my mind, we talk about everything's all waves. If you watch my video on forgiveness, you'll see or hear what I'm talking about. Everything's all waves, and your imagination, in fact, goes beyond your imagination. Your attention span reduces the waves into particles of matter. From what I've read and from what I gather, I don't know if that's true or not, but what I do know is that when I pretend it's true, it might be all BS for all I know. And I'm certainly not claiming that this is true, what I'm saying to you, but this is what helps me. And if it helps me, I think it pretty much it's going to help you guys. When I pretend that my duality waves are sort of zip into molecules I'm seeing around me, that also helps open up my heart chakra. So forgiving the fact that I'm creating this reality, because I don't know if it's true or not, but there is a weird spiritual rumor that we're all in heaven anyway, and that we have, shall we say, put ourselves out into the physical over our own desire to be on our own, not one with divinity. Now, it's a weird story. I have no idea if it's true or not. And to be fair and honest with you, I don't really care, because the way I see it, if it helps open up my heart chakra, if it works, it works. Do I care the story is true? Not really. But if it helps, if it helps me feel love and peace, happy days. You know, how you get how you get to the technique, none of my concern. If it works, it works. Happy days. So I try and forgive around me, and that really helps. It actually is more strong, the feeling of love, than the oneness. So there's two exercises for you. With regards to your sacral chakra, i.e. your tummy, your willpower, being present. And you can do that one of many ways. The way I do it myself, did it this morning, is to listen to the nature noise. Like when birds whistle, when the cars go by on the road, just listen to what I call the ambient noise. Takes a bit of getting used to, but you'll find that your tummy will suddenly come alive. Not because of indigestion, but because you can feel a deep peace. And if you can, try and combine them both. With my third eye, I mean, these all help with your third eye anyway. I mean, I have yet to come across an article or a video that says that opening up your heart chakra and or your non-physical vortex, or opening up your sacral vortex does not help with your third eye. They usually do. Intuition is normally increased anyway. But I always say, to really help you, do some earthing. Now, I'm pretty new to earthing. They might be saying, what's earthing? Or grounding. Some people call it grounding. Earthing is basically, as it says on the tin, really. You go outside with your bare feet. So no socks, no shoes, with your bare feet. And you literally stand on sand, maybe pebble beach, or soil or grass. Not concrete. Be very clear, not concrete. It may work on concrete. I've never tried it on concrete. I'm looking at now a lawn with grass. And I know from experience that when I stand barefoot on it, regardless of whether it has rained or if it's nice and dry, wet feet is weird, but anyway. You feel, after maybe 5 or 10 minutes, you feel... There's something about negative ions I've read online. It's when you do some earthing, you attract negative ions, and it helps counter your body's positive one at a non-physical level. Again, I have no idea if that's true or not. Who knows? And again, I don't really care that much because it makes me feel peace, and my third eye goes like mad. Not straight away. We're talking around 5 or 10 minutes. Now, some people say that you should do earthing around 30 minutes. I've never done it for 30 minutes. If you want to do it for 30 minutes, it's up to you. More the better. Yeah, so I always do it for 10 minutes if I can. Also great, when you open up your heart, when you open up your chakras, but especially earthing, it helps with mental clarity, also helps with sleep, I believe, and also recovery. I'm an athlete. I love sport. Some of you I know love sport. Helps. I think the negative ions helps with recovery, although that's not confirmed. Will it be? Who knows? Maybe that's a scientific test that's yet to be done. I don't know. I don't want to make this up. I want to be as truthful and give you what helps me to you guys. It give you value. But yeah, so if you're into your sport or gym, earthing may help with muscle recovery, which also I would imagine will be an added bonus towards sleep. But give that a go. And so the idea is to open up chakras, and that will help with your subconscious, one could arguably say, it would even help with your subconscious reprogramming. Because when you think about it, your subconscious is being influenced. So it'll help with your behavior. And also, and again, I'm not really an expert on this, but I want to pose it now. I might do a future video on this as I get more, hopefully, more proficient. But there is a thing called the law of assumption, not to be confused with the law of attraction. This is the law of assumption, and that is to being present while feeling like your desire has already happened. Like it's already happened. No, not only has it already happened, it's already happened in the past. So you're kind of bored of it. So you're feeling present, because in truth, there's no such thing as time. You're seeing right now, you're seeing the past. You're not even being present. You may feel being present with your eyes closed, but when your eyes are open, it takes time for those photons of light to reach your eyelids, for your brain to process the data to give you the experience of reality. So what you're seeing in front of you now, even if you are what we call active day-to-day meditating, like some people use what you call active meditation, where they will be mindful in eating food or drinking a drink, or even if you are with your eyes open, being active with your daily activities, you are still viewing the past, albeit milliseconds, because it takes time for the photons of light to reach you. It's not straight away. Is that weird that you are essentially viewing your own imagination? Because time and future don't exist. So therefore, and you imagine that your imagination, here's a weird thought for you. Your imagination is based in a future and the past, not the present moment. You can feel being present when your eyes closed, but when your eyes are open, you're seeing the past, albeit millionths of a second. Isn't that weird? So aren't you technically viewing your imagination with your eyes open? I'm just gonna put it out there. You do that info, what you wanna do with it. Just saying, I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger, I'm just saying. But yeah, try that, try being present, looking at the past with your eyes open, with feeling that your chore or your task is already fulfilled, i.e. it's already happened, you're no longer manifesting 50,000, you're manifesting 100,000. All right, give that a go, guys. Let me know. See you in the next video. Ciao for now.